Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Blue herons, Leviticus 11:13. These are the birds you are not to eat, any kind of heron. Good morning, children. A new adventure here in Avery County is to discover more about a beautiful bird local to our area, the blue heron. They are very tall. They wade in the water, and they are seen commonly near the shores of water and wetlands in most of North America. I have lived in 8 states in the United States and seen blue herons in all of them. Our creek has a young one that comes daily to catch fish, frogs, and minnows. I think he likes apples from our apple tree. In Florida, we had great blues and some that are all white. A tree that hangs over the pool of the creek has apples on it. The great blues can go there to spear fish, frogs, and other food like the apples with their long pointed beak. Their nests are usually in the tall trees near water and can be used year after year. They are made of sticks and the male heron builds them. The female lays 3 to 6 eggs and they're pale blue. One brood of chicks are raised each year. The chicks take about 6 to 10 weeks to leave the nest, depending on how far north or south in the United States they are being raised. Vultures, ravens, red-tailed hawks, and black bear are known to steal eggs or even the young herons from the nest. Humans will take eggs from nests and hunt them as well. Since Avery County has a healthy population, whenever you are out in the car, walking, or playing, watch for this beautiful, large, tall, blue bird. And if you see one, sit or stand still to observe it. Give it, as all wild animals, lots of space so it doesn't feel afraid. Start practicing looking for wildlife, birds, and other beautiful creatures created by God. Insects, raccoons, squirrels, and other delightful creatures are near us, but we usually don't see them. Look high, look low, look to one spot for a couple of seconds to see if you miss something. God's creation is full of wonders and delights, including the blue heron. Thank you, God, for your magnificent bird, the blue heron. It is a joy to see. Thank you for people who care about them and for your creation. Please give them a special blessing today. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.